Next item, we have agenda item 3, Forest Trustlands Advisory Committee testimony. And Tim, do I understand correctly that FTLAC won't be, you're here in a, as a Tillamook County Commissioner capacity?
No.
Or are you here for FTLAC?
FTLAC.
Great.
Let me drop this off and then I'll clarify
that. Okay, thank you.
Well, good morning. I'm Tim Josie. I'm the chair of the Council of Forest Trustland Counties. Today, I'm not going to be here tomorrow, so I'm going to be speaking on behalf of the Council of Forest Trustland Counties on both the Habitat Conservation Plan and the Forest Management Plan. And then there will be some county commissioners here tomorrow that will be speaking about the Marble Murrelet, and they will not be speaking on behalf of the Council of Forest Trustland Counties on that subject because we have not taken a position. So I'm Tim Josie, Tillamook County Commissioner. This is my 20th year as a Tillamook County Commissioner, and almost all of those years I've been very actively involved with the Council of Forest Trustland Counties, and I think probably 18 of those years as the chair. Next week, the Association of Oregon Counties is meeting in Eugene, and the Council of Forest Trustland Counties is having their annual meeting, and I will not be running for re-election because I have elected not to run again as a county commissioner. This is my 20th year. It's time to let somebody else do this. And so I do want to say a little bit about my experience working with the department, since this is my swan song, if you don't mind. I have a great deal of respect for, and have always had a great deal of respect for, the Department of Forestry staff. They have really been top-notch. You know, oftentimes I haven't agreed with them, and sometimes it's been just a little bit testy, but they are really good people. And so I see Mike Bordelon's in the back. He used to be the area director. So folks, if you see him running out when I'm testifying, grab him. Don't let him do it. He needs to stick around and listen to my presentation, my last and final presentation, at least in this capacity. I want to give a special thanks to the board members, and especially Tom Imason. Tom has reached out to me many times. He's attended our trust county meetings more often than not, and he's been engaged, and he and I have met several times off-site just talking about issues, and I have a great deal of respect for you, Tom. And also, Peter Doherty, you're a great guy. You're a lot of fun to work with. Don't always agree with you, but you don't always agree with me either. And so I'm going to miss working with you too. You've got a great sense of humor. You're an incredibly bright guy, and you probably don't remember, but I was on the interview team when you got hired for the department. And so I can blame myself for some of what we have today. It was a good move, and I'm really glad to see that you've stepped up. So as I said, I'm going to be talking about the Habitat Conservation Plan and the Forest Management Plan. So I'll start with the HCP. For years, we've been warning you, the board, that under the current FMP, a substantial portion of the state forest trust lands will be aging into a condition that makes them vulnerable to appropriation under the ESA statute. You've heard me say that many times. The analysis thus far, and this is from Eco Northwest, thus far addresses a very narrow question. Under the current forest management plan, is it better to pursue an HCP or practice take avoidance? I think the larger question is, what could you do to preserve and protect the economic value of the state forest trust lands? We've said this before, a full range of alternatives should be considered, not just analyzing an HCP, which personally I think is a prudent exercise to analyze an HCP. As the beneficiaries of the trust, we expect no less. For the most part, private forest lands are not encumbered by ESA-listed species. They do not have HCPs. Clearly, another strategy exists and was not discussed in this report. In 2005, and I was here, ODF studied the viability of an HCP. This was at least a two-year process, maybe longer, and just based on my memory. The department concluded that take avoidance resulted in higher harvest and revenue than an HCP. So pursuit of an HCP stopped at that time. For this reason, we question why this preliminary analysis comes to the opposite conclusion and a very strong conclusion at this point in time that an HCP is warranted. The Eco Northwest report does not provide sufficient details about the calculations behind the analysis. The counties were not consulted about data, methods, or assumptions. The report does not provide the analytical details. We are unable to determine the reliability of the conclusions, and I assume none of you are at this point in time. What we don't know and has yet to be determined are the encumbrances U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and National Marine Fisheries Service would require. This is key to the analysis, of course, and merits much more discussion. The 2005 study died due to what was determined by the department and the counties at the time, unreasonable encumbrances by the National Marine Fisheries Services. Is that different today? We just don't know. You will be asked to instruct the department to move beyond phase one and commence with phase two, which is strategy development, where hopefully many of the questions and concerns we have will be addressed. Until we learn more, we cannot give a position on the adoption of an HCP. I assume that's true with you folks too, or at least I hope. We would not support an HCP that violates the state's contractual obligations with the trust counties. So now let me segue to the State Forest Management Plan. One of ODF's current performance measures is the return on net asset value, which is RONAV. It measures the annual net dollar return as a percentage of the market value of the state forest trust lands. A previous Board of Forestry found that the return on net asset value was not acceptable. I was here when that happened. I think it was over in Eastern Oregon, Baker City maybe, where that happened. I don't remember. Was not acceptable and directed ODF to find ways to increase the return on net asset value. Return on net asset value is not included in one of the measurable outcomes and needs to be added to the list. Understanding return on net asset value is important for the Board of Forestry to understand the financial performance of the State Forest Trust land asset. ODF is already proposing the calculation for the net asset value of the forest as managed under the forest plan. The model used for that calculation can easily be modified to approximate net asset value. FTLAC, or the trust counties, stand ready to assist. So we're not currently able to support or not support a new state forest management plan. However, we do support the concept of adaptive management. And this fits right into Cindy's comments about global warming, which I agree with. However, we do support the concept of adaptive management plan. This will provide the department the flexibility to adjust the implementation and operation plans based on evolving conditions and available science. And that concludes my remarks. Any questions?
Well, thank you for coming, and thank you for all that you've put into this as well.
Thank you, Tom. And welcome new board members.
I also want to see at this time if there are any other county commissioners who would like to appear during the slot.